Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast.
It may not be my thing. Don't mean it's not their thing. And so if I'm asking for their stuff, I'm going to make sure they're happy. And if my ancestors want to gospel it out for the day, that's what we just going to do, okay?
All the rainbows that I see, I wish on all the people who... All
right, cool. So you guys saw like how to do the ancestor altar. Now I want to get into offerings. So, let's say I have a table in front of me, right? Offerings is just like gifts you give your ancestors, right? So it's like if you're praying for their strength and their wealth in the spirit realm and just their good vibes in the spirit realm, or even specific things like, hey, I really need this to come through, or I really need support in this way, right? I feel like the more consistent you are with working with your ancestors, the more that you can ask for really specific things, because they see that you are communicating with them, that you honor them, but they also know that you are giving them strength. And so because you are giving them strength, then they're gonna give you strength. And so it goes around this, it goes around in a circle. You're giving them strength, they give you strength, or the things that you may need in this physical realm. And so for me, offerings are like gifts for your ancestors. It's for them to enjoy some of the things that maybe they don't have in the spiritual realm, right? So I always give alcohol because that's what I've been taught, is that just alcohol is good for the spirits. Sometimes I'll give some tobacco. Like, I don't like tobacco and I don't like alcohol, but I'll give it to my ancestors because I know it adds to their mojo. And tobacco traditionally has been seen as a really traditional spiritual plant. It's just that when it came into making cigarettes and all that stuff, it's like it's been bad and torn away from what it originally was meant to do, because a lot of people have used tobacco back in the day for healing. And so sometimes I'll smoke that out, like I'll burn some tobacco, like fresh tobacco leaves on a coal, and I'll put it inside my ancestor altar. My ancestor altar is kind of like a mini bookcase that opens up. And so I'll do that for them. I will cook for them. Okay. I like to say that I don't really like to cook sometimes, but the reason I used to say that in the past is because like I would always rush to do something else after cooking. Now that I'm slowing down more, I have actually been enjoying cooking and enjoying cooking different meals that I think that my ancestors would have liked. A lot of my ancestors I know are of Jamaican descent, and so sometimes I'll cook a Jamaican meal. But even if you don't like to cook, I think you attempting to cook them a meal really adds to their energy. What I've been told directly from my friend through channeling spirit is that they really like my cooking versus me going out and buying food and giving it to them, because it adds like more of my energy is in that food. Because imagine that you are preparing a meal, your energy really is in that food. And I pray, like, after I'm done cooking, I'll put prayers of affirmation. I'll pray for that the person eating it or the spirit eating it is growing in strength and prosperity. Like, I will literally pray into my food. And so for me, that ritual of giving to my ancestors starts when I buy the ingredients from the store. It starts from the intention and the thought of, oh, I'm gonna cook for them. And whatever's left over, I eat for myself. So for me, I think it's really important that even if you don't like to cook, Selfish Babe, that you do cook for your ancestors. Even if it's like a little muffin, a banana bread, some eggs, you know, something simple you can start with and then go up to whole meals. I just know for me, my particular ancestors really love when I cook for them, so that's what I do. What else? You can, you know, get candies. I just did this offering where I gave them like this like mini vase of candy. Like, I bought so much candy and I had the thought that they want candy, so I put it in this little vase. Then I added so many different kinds of candies. I prayed for wealth and prosperity and sweetness in my life and sweetness for their souls. And I touched my head, touched my heart, and I gave it to them, because that was like something I was like, it kind of came to me, was like, oh, they need money and candy. So you can give your ancestors money. I have this thing, okay? So there's a thing. There's ancestor money that you can actually go to a botanica or a spiritual place and ask for ancestor money. And it's usually like a paper bill, lots of paper bills. And it looks like Chinese money. I'm gonna just say that. It looks like, it has like a Chinese man on the front. I forgot the reference about it. But like, you can have the intention of burning these bills like in a ceramic bowl safely, of burning them, because supposedly when you burn it, then that goes into the spiritual realm, and then that gives your ancestors money in the spiritual realm. Now, I don't really buy ancestor money from the botanica, and the reason I don't do this is because that's not really like a quote-unquote sacrifice to me, because that probably costs a good $5. Now, for somebody, they may want to go and purchase that, because $5, they may not have a lot of money, and so that really is a sacrifice for them, right? For me, what is a sacrifice for me is actual bills. So for me, I will put real money that I use. I'm based in the USA, so I'll put real money, USA money, that I use, that is an amount that I feel like this was a sacrifice, okay? So, and then I'll give it to them, touch it, you know, put it, give it to them, tell them why I'm giving it to them, and then a couple days or a week later in a ceramic bowl, then I'll burn that. And the reason I do that is because for me, I have already given it to them. And so for me, if I've given it to them, it doesn't exist to me anymore. It doesn't exist to me anymore, including the food. So anything that I give to my ancestors that I put on the altar, I am not going to indulge in after it's done. So it's like, once the food is on the altar and I put the food on the altar for a good 24 hours, 48 hours, I take up the food, then I throw it out. I take up the food and throw it out, take out the alcohol, throw it in the sink, and then if it was food, I can put it in the trash. If it was like a candle that burned out, I put it in the trash, and I throw it out outside my door. Because that means the ritual is done. That means that aspect of what I have given has been accepted and it's done, right? So for me, it's like, I'm not going to, oh, the food is done for them, now I'm gonna eat this and take from the same bowl that I gave them, take the food and eat it. Like, I'm never going to do that. And so the same thing is with money. So for you, you decide if you want to buy ancestor money and burn that. You can if you want to. And if you don't want to do this, you don't have to do this. I'm just giving you some ideas of offerings that have been taught to me. I do real money because I just think that's a real sacrifice. And the reason for me, I put sacrifice in there, is because I feel like I'm actually giving something. Like, if I felt like I bought $2 and that really wasn't anything, that really wasn't a lot of my energy. And so I don't therefore really think that I gave much. Sometimes I'll give my ancestors a bowl of river water or a bowl of sea salt water that I get from an actual ocean. Because y'all know I like to do my spiritual baths, but sometimes I'll give it to them just because that water has good vibrations. It's been out in the sun and the moon, and so I just kind of give it as an offering. I may put the candle inside of that water. I'm trying to think what else you guys could do. Sometimes snacks, you know, Hershey's, chips. My grandma likes black tea. I'll make her some tea. I'll make peppermint tea. And sometimes I'll make some tea for both of us. I'll sit down in front of my altar. I'll drink it and I'll just talk to her. Tell her about what's going on recently, how my days have been, my weeks have been. Write out a little prayer. And so I'm just giving you like some more examples. Like, what else can you give? Alcohol is really good. Tobacco, black and mild. You know, you kind of see what you'll think they'll like, especially if you know that they were of some cultural background. Cook those foods. They like junk food too. If you don't eat meat and you're a vegan or vegetarian, I would still give them meals with meat because they probably still like meat. I'm gonna just be honest about that. I know, but if it's a real strong thing of you where no meat anywhere, then let them know that. But I just know that just because I may not be the one that likes it doesn't mean that they don't like it. And so I'm gonna give it to them. But if you don't wanna do that, you don't have to. I'm just letting you know what I was taught. So there's some like offerings, but I think like when it generally comes to like your spirit and you're like, yes, like I really wanna give to them, I really wanna communicate with them more, then you wanna be giving offerings, you wanna be consistent, you wanna be sitting at your altar at least one time a week. If I'm going out of town for 2 weeks, I'll give myself 2 days to get back. But after 2 days, I gotta get back, because for me, it's like, I don't wanna sit and not give anything and get out of the habit of giving to my ancestors. So I'm just kind of giving you guys ideas. And I think I wanna talk about something else. I talk about the ancestor, the food. Oh, I want to talk about writing prayers to your ancestors, prayers to them, and writing like requests to your ancestors. So I'm gonna get into that. So, you can write prayers to your ancestors as well as like things that you want, right? Hey, I need to get this new job. I really need to see more money come through. I need like $500 if you really can. I really need support in this way, right? So, like when I talk about the affirmations and the prayers that you guys say, they're usually from a space of, I've already received, this is my desire, I am getting it, it's on the way, it is here. Usually it's in the way of, it is already here. Because we're speaking things as if they already exist. And that's just like a big thing with me when it comes to affirmations. So even writing to my ancestors, I do that. So let's say that you have this piece of paper, or I've been taught, because there's a practice called hoodoo, which is like, let's just call it like African-American spiritual way of doing things. It's like root work. It's like, when I say root work, it's working with the herbs and Mother Nature to shift the energy here, to shift your energy. And so they'll call it hoodoo, which is H-O-O-D-O-O. If that's spelled wrong, excuse me, but hoodoo. And so you can find books on hoodoo. And so using a brown paper bag is like a really popular thing, like the brown paper bag to write petitions, like say petitions, which is requests to your ancestors of what you'd like. And so for me, I wouldn't normally be writing on this just because I was specifically told my ancestors want me to write on brown paper bag, so that's what I do. But if you're new and you're like, I don't have a brown paper bag anywhere, that's fine. Paper, start with what you got, y'all. Like, don't let any of what I'm saying for you, of you not having something, stop you. Like, start with what you have, like use what you got, then continue to grow. But just never let, oh, I don't have this, stop you if you really want to make that connection. So pretend it's a brown paper bag, and I'm like, and they say, like, dear ancestors, this is your child, put my name. I'm really desiring more support in my business. I'm really desiring more customers coming my way. I'm really desiring more eyes, you know, on my company. You know, I would really, you know, enjoy to see an extra $500, an extra $1,000 this week from my business. I'm open to anything, any ways that you guys are going to bring me this money, in all the good ways. And if it's not this way, then it's better. A lot of people say, if it's not this, then it's better. Because sometimes, and many times, when it comes to the creator, divine, and your ancestors working for you, it's in your favor, like you can't even really imagine how they're going to bring what you're requesting. And so sometimes it's like gonna be better than you ever imagined. And so you write your prayers, you know, you write your desires of what you'd like, and then you can take from your head to your heart. And as you're giving your food offering or whatever offering, make sure you are providing an offering, or you have already provided an offering within the last 2 days, then you give them that piece of paper on their altar. And you can just save it there. Sometimes I wanna get a box, like a big ass box, and I wanna like collect all the prayers that I've asked for my ancestors. Because I wanna look back and be like, oh, that was answered, that was answered, that was answered, that was answered. But I want a really big box. I just haven't really gotten into, I went abroad, I looked for one, but I haven't really like gotten on the ball of really getting that. But I really want a prayer box where I write my prayers for them. And then you give it to them. So I just wanted to make sure I did talk about prayers. Now, you can speak your prayers out loud as well. I just think it's also good to write them out because sometimes we can forget. And it could be like months later and like, oh my God, this came through. And then you look on your ancestor altar and like, oh wow, I asked for this, right? And so for me, these are like the simple ways that you can connect with your ancestors. I just want to make sure I'm not leaving anything out for you guys because there's so much information, but I think this is what I have for you. Yes, this is like the beginner tutorial, ancestor altar. Sometimes you can make a thing out of it, right? Maybe you can do it every Sunday, have a conversation with them, cook a meal for them every 2 weeks. I know for me, I may not be Christian, but I know that my grandparents love to hear gospel music. And so because I also know that they're Jamaican, I'll play Jamaican gospel music. I'll find some regular gospel music. And I may play that music in the room where my ancestors are just because I know that they like it, you know? And so just because it may not be my thing, don't mean it's not their thing. And so if I'm asking for their stuff, I'll make sure they're happy. And if my ancestors want to gospel it out for the day, that's what we just gonna do, okay? And ain't nothing wrong listening to some gospel, put you in a good spirit, okay? So that's primarily, I think, all the things I wanted to say. Just really want to make sure I'm not leaving anything out for you all. When you have your ancestor altar, if you can, please don't put it out in the open. So like, if you have your own room, put it in your closet, or you could put it in your room. But if you're only bound to one room, I would think the closet would be nice in case you have guests that come over. If you don't care that your ancestor altar is out, that's fine too. Put it in your room and, you know, put it where it can be seen. Sorry, not where it can be seen, but kind of like out the way. Just because, like, for me, it's like your eyes, like people's eyes. Like, you want to make sure that people have your best interest in heart. And I wouldn't want anybody that doesn't have my best interest in heart staring at my ancestor altar. So I would rather it not be seen too much and put it in a closet. Or maybe if you have it in your room, you can put something over it while guest is over. But if you have like a bigger space, you know, you can get them their own room, which is why my ancestors are in a different space in my house and not in my room, just because I have a bigger spot. So I would really recommend that. Definitely have good vibes often over there, you know. So you want to burn that palo, that incense, that sage. You want to play good music. You really want to show gratitude. You want to go there for prayer. You can go right in front of your altar for meditation. You can listen to music with them. I mean, really build a relationship, talk to them, ask them to show you some signs. But this is the video, like, this is the how to make your ancestor altar tutorial, connecting with your ancestors, okay, 101. And if you guys have questions, please drop them below, because then I can be like, oh, I missed this, or I can make a part two, or I can make a level two, right? A level two video. So if you do have questions, please drop it below the video. If you're listening to this, watch it so you can see how the setup is. Also, if you make a review of my Selfish Babe, Selfish Talk podcast, I would really appreciate it. And also, if you can subscribe to me and comment down below, I really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. Again, if you have any questions, please just comment below and let me know. Have an amazing day. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow at selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at OlinikeOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.